You're listening to CJLO News. Roughly 30 Montreal-based activists gathered outside of the U.S. consulate downtown Montreal on Saturday, February 21st, to protest the U.S. blockade of Cuba and Canada's complacency in said blockade. The United States is conducting the first successful naval blockade of Cuba since the 1960s, with a strict embargo on Venezuelan oil, which Cuba has relied on for decades. The blockade of Cuba is pushing the island nation towards a humanitarian crisis, according to the Pan American Health Organization and the Canadian Red Cross. Some analysts say the blockade is moving Cuba towards a collapse of government. Protesters outside of the U.S. consulate in Montreal sought to raise local awareness about the blockade and demand Canada condemn the operation and support their economic ally, Cuba, at this time. The protest was made up of a coalition of groups, but principally organized by the Quebec-Cuba Solidarity Consultation Table. Here is one of their organizers, Manuel Johnson.
Trump is a bully, and Trump wants to annex Greenland. Trump wants to make Canada the 51st state. So, you know, you have to stand up to a bully. You can't just keep giving him what he wants. He's going to keep asking for more.
The Canadian Red Cross launched an appeal earlier this month to support people impacted by the crisis in Cuba, and Canada's National Union of Public and General Employees is urging the Canadian government support the Cuban people with aid and oil trade at this time. The Quebec-Cuba Solidarity Consultation Table submitted a petition to the House of Commons at the federal level, asking that Canada condemn the blockade of Cuba, reaffirm the Caribbean as a zone of peace free from external military intervention, reject any and all interventions and military aggressions against Cuba, Colombia, and Mexico, and deepen economic ties with Cuba. That petition has been sponsored by the MP for Rosemont La Petite Patrie in Montreal, NDP Alexandre Boularis. The Canadian government is considering sending humanitarian aid to the island, but no word on if they are considering trading oil with the country. Global Affairs Canada's Charlotte McLeod said in a written statement, Canada is monitoring the situation carefully and is concerned about the increasing risk of a humanitarian crisis on the island. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes. The U.S. blockade of Cuba is bringing the island nation closer to a humanitarian crisis. Recently, the United States kidnapped President Maduro of Venezuela in South America, and there are continued threats of military action against Mexico from the United States. There is a petition in the House of Commons here in Canada, petition E7082 in Foreign Affairs. This petition currently has over 10,000 signatures, and it is calling for Canada to condemn United States military aggression against Latin America. The sponsor of this petition is Alexandre Boularis, the Member of Parliament for Rosemont La Petite Patrie here in Montreal. Boularis, an NDP and self-proclaimed socialist, sat down with CJLO for an interview about the petition. Here is our discussion. To get started, you are the sponsor for petition E7082. This has to do with Canada condemning U.S. aggression on Cuba, Colombia, and Mexico, and also deepen economic ties with Cuba. To begin, would you tell me how this petition came to your attention and why you decided to sponsor it?
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for the question and thanks for the invitation. It's really a pleasure to be with you. The process at the House of Commons is that anybody from anywhere in Canada can contact an MP and ask to sponsor a petition. No need to live in the riding or stuff like that. It, That petition is originally from somebody from Toronto, in fact. And you, as an MP, you don't have to agree about everything in the petition and the wording. It's just, a commitment to say those citizens are concerned about this issue, and I want to be, the person that is able to bring that issue to to Parliament. But of course, if a petition is, for somebody like me, left-wing socialist, and somebody is bringing to me a petition about something that is really sexist, racist, discriminatory, or something like that, or heinous, I have the right to say no. But about this petition, it was quite easy because I really, and my team, we really agree about everything in that petition. So I was quite happy to be the sponsor of that petition in really intense and abnormal circumstances, with especially what is happening in Venezuela and in Cuba.
So that's interesting. You're very aligned with this petition. To get started, the first point of the petition is to publicly condemn U.S. aggression as violations of international law. Can you tell me what that might look like from Canada? What would a satisfying condemnation look like for you?
ideally, it has to be from the Prime Minister of the Minister of Foreign Affairs telling the United States that, they have to respect international law, national sovereignty, and you cannot play a game when you disagree with somebody, you kidnap their president, and after that, you force the government to follow your will just because you're stronger and you have big boats and big guns. It's not the way the world should work, and it's a clear violation of international law. But we need governments that have the courage to say that kind of thing and stick the line. Sometimes with the liberal government, we see that, they are making great speeches about human rights, national sovereignty, the right of self-determination, or international law. But when it comes to different cases, the action are not clearly not the same. We saw that especially recently with what happened tragically with the genocide in Gaza. The actions were not following the official discourse, the official statements. And in that case, it was even weaker than that. It was not even the right speech. It was less than that. It was like a, we want to work with the Venezuelan people for a brighter future and blah, blah, blah. You can hear the violence there.
So you don't want that sort of vague, just sort of vague support for people. You want to see Canada condemn the United States military aggression. The exact language in the petition is for Canada to, quote, firmly oppose U.S. economic and other coercive measures against Cuba and vigorously advocate for their removal in the case of Cuba. And you mentioned Venezuela there too, but right now Cuba is currently under a naval blockade. How much does Canada need to stand up to the USA right now, and what are the risks? I mean, you mentioned that the United States does have a significant military force, and they're a bit of a loose cannon internationally right now. I mean, when it comes to Cuba, how urgent is the situation in your view?
The situation is dramatic with the blockade again around the island. They want to make the Cuban people to suffer. In a hope, in their point of view, I think of a regime change, but it's not their business. The Cuban people will decide what is their government and which party will be at the power and stuff like that. It's not the United States to decide. If you look behind me, I have a poster of Salvador Allende. So it's U.S. have a long history of imperialism in Central and Latin America. Why it's important for us? Of course, some people will be afraid because of our, deep commercial relation with the United States. Sadly, we should have diversified many, many years ago. But we live in a different world right now, and we have to be sure that we are clear if we accept the theory of the zone of influence, or we accept the concept of the right of the people of self-determination. We see that in Ukraine. We see that in other parts of the world with the superpower of China. if we don't defend the right of sovereignty and the right of people of self-determination, we put ourselves at risk, because Trump thinks that all the Americas is their own garden and they can do whatever they want. And we are there. We are in this big block. He's making the statement that he wants to buy Greenland. He's making statement that he wants to annex Canada and make it the 51 state. And if we refuse, he will do it by force. Do we want to live in a world with no negotiation, no respect of international law, no multilateralism, and just the crude rule of the force? If we accept the theory of zone of influence, it's going to be really, really tough for us as Quebecers or Canadians. So that's why it's so important to defend Colombia, Cuba, and Venezuela. Because if we don't do it, and we let the Americans do whatever they want, they can do the same with us. You know, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, it was impossible to say that or to think like that. Right now, everything is possible.
And you mentioned zone of influence. The petition also talks about a zone of peace. Point three is reaffirm and actively support the Caribbean as a zone of peace, free from external military intervention. Can you tell me about what that means?
But that means that we have to work with the international institutions that we already have, organization America's states, not American states, not U.S., but all the countries. We already have a body of discussions and negotiations. We have the United Nations. We have some tools that have been built in the last decennies, and we need to keep them, to keep the peace, to say that there's no way that, you know, you can bombard a ship because you don't like maybe what they are carrying. And we want to have this environment of discussions and negotiations where we try together to find collectively a solution that protect peace and the right of the people of self-determination.
Mm-hmm. And one of the point six of the petition has to do with economic ties with Cuba, deepen economic ties, trade, and assistance to Cuba. Now, Canada is an economic partner with Cuba. We trade with Cuba, and they take in a lot from Canadian tourism. Right now, with this naval blockade, Cuba is being cut off from Venezuelan oil, which is now in the control of the United States. Most of it's going to Israel now. And the island is, as you mentioned earlier, significantly weakened by this blockade. Tell me a little bit about why, in your view, Canada needs to deepen economic ties with Cuba and what that might look like.
Because we want to be sure there's a humanitarian crisis there actually in Cuba with food, petrol, you know, the lack of electricity and services. I think it's in our value to help people that are suffering first. So we need to do more. The Carney government announced $8 million to help as an international help aid for Cuba, but that's clearly not enough. And right now, Carney government is cutting, you know, $3.4 billion in international aid in the next 3 years. That's a catastrophe, and because the Americans don't want to do any business with the Cuban people right now because they want a regime change. We need to be there to offer an alternative to Cuban economy. That's why I think some countries, Canada, should do more. But we already saw Mexico with Sheinbaum doing a little bit more to help the Cuban people and Cuban economy. So it also to be sure that they can make trade with other countries, but also that, you know, sending the message that Donald Trump or the United States are not the masters and are not deciding everything in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. And this point of the petition isn't just about aid. It's about longstanding, deeper economic ties. Do you think that Canada should be sending oil to Cuba at this time?
I think we should do more, and oil is something that we can provide, from the West. I don't know exactly what are the lines of distribution that could be used, but of course, if you put that on a ship, it's everything is possible. But it would take a change of mentality of the Chinese government to do something like that. They are much more interested in making some oil and gas trade with China. But we have this resource, something that Cubans desperately need right now. I think it could be a great option. But we can also have, diversify our economy with the Cuban economy on different the industrial sectors or agriculture, for example.
And one final question. Petitions come from, at least symbolically, the citizens and residents of Canada. You mentioned this one came from a group in Toronto. It's been signed by over 10,000 people now at this point. Tell me why, in your view, Canadian citizens, at least the Canadian citizens supporting this petition, are concerned about Cuba, and why the Canadian citizens in your riding here in Montreal, in your view, are concerned about Cuba and the Caribbean and Latin America.
But we, people from Quebec or Canada, we have links with the people of Cuba since many years. Of course, we think about tourism, but not just like that. It's also a movement of solidarity, of internationalism. And I think in the difficult times that we have in international relations, I think it's important to step up and to show that we offer a different view of the world than Donald Trump's U.S. right now. And I think a lot of people are concerned with that in my writing in Montreal and other places. So I think it's my job and my job as a left-wing member of parliament to support those movements. We did it previously with the international, with the solidarity with the Palestinian people. I sponsored a petition at the time that was the most signed in the Canadian history of the House of Commons with hundreds of thousands of signatures asking for a ceasefire and help to the Palestinians of Gaza. And it can make a difference. When you have the number and you are a movement, of course, at one point, the government have to take you, to look at that and maybe it will change their position. We did it with the Canadian position about what the genocide in Gaza, not completely, but a little bit. I hope we can do the same thing with solidarity with Cuba, Venezuela, and the rest of the Caribbeans.
Alexandre, thank you for taking some time for CJLO.
My pleasure. Take care.